Yes, nails are expensive. That hairstyle is not cheap. For her to look the way she's looking, someone has paid the price. And so you cannot expect a beautiful woman at no cost. That all you do is buy managu and listen, there is another investment. Take care of your garden. Hallelujah. Take care of what you love. I met an apostle, a woman of God, and she told me they almost fought with the husband because the man went and bought her a Gazela, a machine. And she was like, I don't need this car. And the man said, it's not because of you. It's because of my image outside there. When people see you drive, they will say, the wife of so and so. Wife yako anabebwa na nduthi. Wivi na pepea kupepea. Na we uko kwa 4x4. Apana, tell your neighbor that's error. Na eyelashes ina blink. Hey. Asposhikilia mse wa nduthi anaweza take off, you know. Tell your neighbor. Wives represent the glory of Jesus. Hallelujah. Men, are we there? The position men we were given is not easy. And guess what? I love the Bible because the Bible is so balanced. Because this man will come and say, I don't know how to take care of this bride. And that's where now, when this man comes to Jesus, he doesn't come as a man. He comes as a woman. Because when we go to God, we go as the bride of Christ. We don't go as men. I don't meet Jesus as a man. I meet him as his groom. So every man has an opportunity to become a woman and understand a woman by how they interact with Christ. And that pattern of interaction is the same pattern you come and duplicate. It will work. You need him to give you attention as you pray. Give her attention as she's speaking to you. You need him to supply according to his riches in glory. Supply according to your riches in glory. You need him to respond to your needs urgently. Also respond to the needs urgently. That's why a man that knows God can understand a woman. But a man that does not know God will try to read books, flowers, chocolates. Some of these people are allergic to sugar. And milk, you give them chocolate, it doesn't work. I saw a joke going online saying, the one who buys my sister chocolate, we love the one that has nuts. Meaning that the chocolates are not eaten by the lady. It is the sisters who eat. Because you assume naturally. That's why if a man loves Christ, his love to his spouse will be everlasting. But if a man does not know Christ, he will begin to operate with a lasting love. It is a transaction. I give you, you give me. Sikuile mnakosana unatoleangwa list ka budget. Zile vitu nimekufanyia. Nilikununulia tarehe 17 kuanzia 8:37 mpaka 8:45. Tulikuwa mpaka unashindwa man. Kwani was it a responsibility? But when the love is everlasting, love does not keep a record. Because it's not an obligation. So please, we marry to reflect the eternal mystery of the Christ. It's a serious responsibility to be entrusted by God to represent an ancient mystery. That's why when you read the Bible, the first conversation of the Bible is a wedding. The last conversation of the Bible is a wedding. The summary of the Bible is about a groom and his bride. And the patterns of jealousy and the patterns of the bride standing and the groom, the bride standing and falling. That is the conversation. The language of the banquet of the Last Supper. It's about a wedding. Because God does not just see lovers. When God sees me, I'm responsible to represent Jesus. And one of the ways that Jesus manages the church is to wash the church with his word. It's a pattern. A man that does not talk to his wife has many problems. Because women feed on words. You better over communicate than under communicate. And women love details. I'm still learning. We speak in headings. Mina ingianga bedroom, nikipiga lap ya kwanza ya pili, nimesamarai siku. Leo ilikuwa aje, tulingia pale, tukamit memorial nini alafu, nikaingia pale vipi ya nikafanya mbili tatu. Ilikuwa fiti. Aya sasa tunaanza. Pale ulingia saa ngapi? Nani walikuwa hapo? Sasa unaanza kupeana details. And number four, people marry because of dominion mandate, not just compassion.